To understand the story of World War I, we have to go back. Back to the ridge overlooking the Battle of the Somme. Back to the deck of the Lusitania. Back to the stories, poetry, and lives of the soldiers who were there.
My name is Winston Rocher, and I fought in World War I as a combat engineering member, 1917.
Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshot. All went lame, all blind.
Drunk. Then lo and behold, here was a German coming down the river bank with his hands up above. One of our chaps.
I'm Rachel Martin, and I'd like to introduce you to NPR American Chronicles, World War I, an extraordinary collection that breathes life into a war that is fast fading from living memory. What it was like to hear the distinctive thud of a gas canister shell, or to live for months in the trenches, knee-deep in muck, or to join in a glorious chorus of Silent Night on Christmas Eve, singing with men you had been shooting at hours before. These stories take us into the heart of this vast conflict to help us understand and remember one of the greatest cataclysms of violence the world has ever seen. We start at the World War I Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's often overlooked by sightseers on the National Mall in search of monuments or memorials to other wars. It was built for residents of the District of Columbia who fought in what was once known simply as the Great War. Here's NPR's Noah Adams.
If you come to visit the World War II site and then decide to walk on down to the Lincoln Memorial at the other end of the reflecting pool, you'll see this open-air white marble structure if you look off into the trees to your left. Take a separate path and come visit. There's a dome.